Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is. The Crossbreed Holster studios are lit up and ready to rock and roll. All you fans down in my hometown, down in Tampa, Florida, Sarasota, Florida, Pinellas County, St. Pete, Treasure Island, Clearwater, Pasco, Zephyr Hills area, I think gets it. Maybe some Newport Richey, might be a little bit too far up there. Maybe a little bit of Dunedin out, depending on how the wind blows, maybe out towards Lakeland, but all the way south down into Northport and News Talk, or not News Talk, but AM 930, The Answer, AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, AM 930, The Answer in Sarasota, and all those surrounding listening areas. Beginning Monday, you will be getting this program every day at 10 p.m. So that's a beautiful thing, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love those guys down there, and I'm trying to work out the logistics right now. We may be doing this program from Tampa early next week for you. We love the studios down there, and it's home to me. So, you know, twist my arm to take me home to the Florida heat.
Speaking of twisting your arm, I'm going to twist your arm if you don't come up here. In 6 years, how many times have you done the show in this studio?
Well, I've been too busy flying, doing the show at other places, mm-hmm. you know. I fly through Dallas. I don't tend to stop in Dallas. The closest I've gotten, actually, in 6 years, sadly, is Houston. But I will make that a mm-hmm. It would be great to do it from the network right there with you. That would be an awful lot of fun.
That way I could yell at you in person.
yeah, you could. We can make the mics live a little bit early on the feed for everybody to hear that. You know, hey, you know, it's the end of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll lighten things up a little bit today. We got a great guest lineup for you. George the Mad Ogre Hill will be here in just a minute. I see his line blinking right there. Always a pleasure to have George here and to get his insight into things. Rick Ector from Detroit is going to be here. DetroitCCW.com. Rick Ector, NRA certified instructor, and just an all-around great guy. A guy who has a very powerful voice in that city that is under siege, much like Chicago. See how we're going to segue here? What does that have to do with a lion? And, oh, my gosh, is he going to talk about Planned Parenthood? What the heck does that have to do with guns? Admittedly, standalone, single-handedly, Planned Parenthood doesn't have anything to do with guns, nor does a dead lion in Zimbabwe. But when you combine the reaction of this administration that you're seeing regarding, A, a dead lion, and, B, Planned Parenthood, and you contrast the two, then step back and shift over to Ms. Steinle and the lack of response from this government, the woman murdered out west, San Francisco, at the hands of an illegal immigrant, illegal alien, 7-time convicted felon, deported 7 times, 6 times, whatever. It doesn't matter. Once is enough. And nothing from this administration. Not a peep. Her family hears nothing. Nancy Pelosi stands up publicly and supports sanctuary cities and supports Planned Parenthood in the wake, and I don't care what your position is, you know, pro-choice, but it doesn't matter to me. I don't care. We're not going into that on this program. Whatever your position is, it doesn't matter. But to hear these videos, or to hear watch these leaked videos, these undercover videos, and hear nothing but support from the leaders of the Democrat Party, Josh Earnest, how does this man stand up at night? How does he go to sleep at night? But boy, they're all over a dead lion. Justice Department, Fish and Wildlife, they're calling for this doctor's head. Literally, in many circles. They are silent on Planned Parenthood. What does this have to do with guns? It has everything to do with guns, because it gets you into the mindset of what and who we are dealing with over the remaining 17 months of this term. A man at the head of the Democrat Party
who is spending his time coming after the rights of law-abiding Americans who have done nothing. 100 plus million of you. Actually, he's coming after the rights of 350 plus million, but we'll use that number of 100 million gun owners because that's who he's targeting, when in reality he's targeting all Americans because we all have a Second Amendment right. Whether we choose to exercise that right or not is up to us individually, but we all have that right as human beings, and that's our birthright here in this country, and yes, it is enshrined in our Constitution. What are the priorities? Let's go after my fellow citizens, law-abiding citizens' guns, because we hate them and their freedom and their guns. But let's support Planned Parenthood in the wake of these absolutely despicable videos. Let's go after a dentist and force him into hiding for killing a lion. Let's say nothing about a dead American in San Francisco at the hands of an illegal alien. In other words, supporting lawlessness via what? Planned Parenthood? You think that's legal, what they're doing? There should be a federal investigation. The Justice Department should be all over that. Silent. Silence. Where is Loretta Lynch? Where's the president? The borders are wide open. All of this encompasses the psychology behind the people that we are dealing with when they openly come after the rights of their fellow citizens, law-abiding Americans, gun owners, who have done nothing. Nothing. Yet they are dead silent in the wake of Planned Parenthood. But they come after you, and they come after a lion killer, a hunter. It's I have to ask you, if you're a Democrat listening to this program, what has changed with your party? Who are you anymore? Who the hell are you anymore? Are you that person? Ms. Steinle's death doesn't matter to you? Allowing felons and sanctuary cities, city governments to blatantly violate federal, that's okay with you? The Planned Parenthood videos are okay with you? You're more concerned about your phony gun control than these other issues? Who are you anymore? What's happened to you? I've never agreed with the Democrat Party since I was a child. I saw through that. But I am, at my age now, just in shock at what I'm seeing anymore. I truly am. You have to sit back and wonder, what the hell have we become? That a woman will stand up, I'm referring to Pelosi, will stand up and talk about a right enshrined in our Bill of Rights, come after your rights, come after the rights of gun owners, while absolutely ignoring sanctuary cities, murderers, open borders, the destruction of the country that she grew up in too. That they'll go after the mainstream media in this country. What's happened to the mainstream media in this country? They're all over a lion. Has anybody mentioned the 48 murders through today in Chicago? Where are your priorities? What the hell happened to you? What goes through your mind at night? Have you been brainwashed by some? I mean, I don't know what it is. But I no longer recognize half of this country. And when you see things like this, you can't, any clear-thinking person can't do anything but sit here and just shake their head and wonder, is this real? It just simply defies logic. This is not the country that I grew up in. This is not, is this progressive liberalism? Is that what this is? Well, you know the answer to that. Of course it is. You're witnessing it. Let's go after the rights of law-abiding Americans. Let's go after constitutional rights of Americans that have been enshrined in our Constitution since our nation's founding. And let's make it okay and not worry about selling baby parts. Let's not worry about opening our borders. Let's not worry about enforcing federal laws. But let's go after the rights of law-abiding Americans who have done nothing wrong. I still don't know any law-abiding American that murdered anybody. When we come back, we'll get some perspective from George the Mad Ogre, and then Rick Ector from Detroit will be here later in the program. And we'll just sit here and scratch our heads together and wonder what the hell is happening in this country that we all grew up in and call home. We'll be back right after this.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com. Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Let's go right to the phones. Let's go to George, the Mad Ogre Hill. George, I really had no idea where I was going to go when I opened up this program today. I love the spontaneity of a live mic and going, okay, let's do this. Let's dive into the show today.
It's an interesting topic, but I've got a solution for everybody so everybody can chill out about Cecil and Planned Parenthood. Cecil was just nothing but a postnatal abortion, and they're going to harvest his organs. So it's all good. Everybody can calm down now.
Well, you know, you're being a little bit facetious there. You're throwing a little bit of humor in there, but you are, in essence, correct if you want to get right down to the nitty-gritty and put it in those terms. Listen, we have again, I know there's somebody out there scratching their head saying, what does this have to do with guns? If you don't understand that what we're talking about is the psychology and the direction of the party who wants your guns, you have to know your enemy. You must know your enemy. George, I know you agree with me on that. Admittedly, absolutely, single-handedly, Cecil the Lion has nothing to do with guns. Individually, Planned Parenthood doesn't. But when you combine all of this and you step back with a clear head and you go, well, let's take a breath here and look at this, I have got to ask the neighbor across the street or the aunt who somewhere down the line went flaming left on me, if this is the party that reflects their values. What Americans, George, can watch the Planned Parenthood, regardless of your position as pro-choice, pro-life, it makes no difference to me. Not having that conversation on this program, I don't really care.
Just as a humanist, I am appalled at these ghouls, they're vultures preying on our dead. To make society as a whole as degenerate as possible, it's absolutely disgusting. We've got to hold to our fundamental principles of what is not just whether something is legal, but whether or not it's right.
You're right, George. You're right. Let's go there. Whether or not it's right, let's go there. The individual can make that determination. You know, my morals may not be your morals. I understand all that. That's part of what makes America great, been like that since our founding. I get all that. That's not my issue. My issue is, again, I'm going to tie this back to firearms and the right to bear arms. I want to talk about our freedoms here because this is the party of gun control, and I'm trying to understand where that party is from their leadership on down, that they are outraged at a dead cat, to the point that many of them are calling for the hunter, the dentist head, and they are silent on Planned Parenthood and humans.
They're silent on people killed by illegal immigrants. They're silent on all the border violence, all the violence that we've been seeing for years of cartel members supported by Mexican federales who've been on the take, crossing our borders, essentially an act of war, having no regard for U.S. sovereignty, crossing our borders, committing heinous crimes, kidnappings, beheadings, mutilations, murders, all of those, all the good old-fashioned sins and all the new ways, that's what's going on, and they turn a blind eye to it because of politics, because they think, well, we can allow this to happen until we get all the control, because that's what they want. They want the control. This is about controlling America, heart, mind, and soul. And you know what? I'm not having it.
What does it say about the party of gun control when they are silent on Chicago and so vocal on the Jimmy Kimmel? I watched the video of Jimmy Kimmel, and I got to thinking, you're not fooling me, pal. That's laughable. Sorry, Kimmel. Yeah, okay, heartfelt response. Well, George,
who knew anything about Cecil the Lion before earlier this week? Nobody cared. But now somebody put a name on it, and all of a sudden now it's this some sort of symbol. How about we name all the fetuses that get aborted, all the black babies that are aborted by Planned Parenthood as a part of a racist eugenics program?
Let's go here. Let's put this in better perspective. Have you ever heard of Kevin Davis? Have you ever heard of Timothy T. Williams? Timothy T. Williams is number 16. Kevin Davis is number 37. Vonzell Banks is number 6. Grover Tate is number 5. Jamel O'Brien is number 33. David Moreno is number 44. LaToya Jackson, isn't that interesting, is number 35. Albert Ferris is number 36. Anthony Strong is number 13. Joseph Gaiter is number 17. Pierre Dobbin is number 25. Corey Wallace is number 45. Jesus Cervantes is number 31. Tavares Heron is number 22. Dylan Harris is number 23.
Now, all these names, all these people.
These are all people murdered in the streets of Chicago. Gang on, I don't care, let's not delve into why. Let's not talk about the fact that Kenneth Wallace and Darren Thomas got into a gang shootout. I don't even want to go there. I'm not even going there. What I want to talk with you about, and get your comments on, you're going to stay with us, we're going to talk with Rick Ectorus too, as well, is why is Jimmy Kimmel not crying his eyes out about that every single day? Why is the president silent on that every single day? George, take it away.
Because evidently lion lives matter more than black lives matter. Where are the Black Lives Matter protesters? How come they're not in Detroit? How come they're not in Chicago, where more young black people are killed every day by, gang violence and in this insanity that's going on? How come they're protesting in Maryland? I don't get this. Why are they going to where they could really matter? How come they're not protesting the criminal activities, the prostitution, the drug use, the culture of let's get on food stamps and social benefits and let's avoid going to work because that could cut into your benefits? Why don't we target and talk about that culture that is where all this violence and all this ignorance stems from?
It's coming from the head of the snake. This is progressive liberalism. This is Barack Obama's America. This is
using these
progressive
events.
Liberalism.
Yes,
that's what this is.
Events.
And I need to ask the question about, I need to ask the question because that's what today is. Today is question day. I want you to think about these things. This is the party that wants your guns. This is the party that openly proclaims their desire to strip you of your right to keep and bear arms. One regulation at a time, one local law in California banning high-capacity magazines at a time, when they ignore all of these things we're talking about, the insight, the psychological insight into the party of gun control, I don't recognize half this nation anymore. Armed American Radio continues with George the Mad Ogre and Rick Ector right after this.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
You're a 23 laboring nurse?
Yes. I told you on my last call. They're in my house. Where are you guys?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, how are you today? I hope you're having a wonderful day. I am. I say it every single day. This is my favorite part of every single day, is sitting here in front of the microphone after perusing stories and looking for things to talk about and prepping some fun stuff to go over with you. Today I kind of threw that out. I started reading some news really just to catch up on some other news. And I got into the story of the lion. Lion kill furor grows. U.S. officials seek to interview hunter dentist. White House gets extradition petition over a dead animal. Boy, I sure would have loved to have seen that outrage. The first thing that went through my head was, why didn't I see that outrage from the administration over Ms. Steinle's murder at the hands of an illegal alien in San Francisco? Why not? What's wrong with this upside-down nation that we're currently in right now? So we'll get some more insight from George, and we'll get some more insight from my next guest coming up, Rick Ector. But first, let me take this quick opportunity to make sure I tell you to head over to USCCA On Air, USCCA On Air. Let's go over there together, because I, as you know, every week, every day, actually, I tell you to head over there because of the promos at the United States Concealed Carry Association are so good. Today is the final day. You literally have 7 hours, 24 minutes, and 40 seconds from right now. If you are listening to this program before midnight, today, the 31st, before midnight on the 31st, you can head over and activate a membership and become, hopefully, one of those 10 lucky winners who are going to split $50,000, that's $5,000 apiece, for the ammo, the make, caliber of your choice. Mm-hmm. Very simple. USCCA on air. Visit that site. Everything is right there on the page for you. 7 hours and 24 minutes from right now. If you missed it, no big deal. We will have another promo up in a matter of days for August. And I have no idea what it will be yet. They will tell me and I will tell you. But you can continue to check that site. You may see it before I get around to telling you about it. So make sure to check back often. USCCA on air. Amazing promos. Let's go.
Hey, Mark.
Back to, yeah, Sean, go ahead.
I have it bookmarked, even though you won't let me go on ahead and sign up. But I do have it bookmarked. That way, every day, I'm able to look at and see what they've got.
You can go over there, actually. You are not an employee of USCCA. So you can go over there and win. It just would look kind of funny if AAR Shanto won $5,000 worth of ammo. I'm sure I'd get some emails on that and go, hey, that's a sandbag if I've ever seen one, you know?
That's true.
George the Mad Ogre, welcome back to the program down there in South Carolina. How you doing, brother?
Outstanding. It's a pleasure and a privilege, as always. Hey, I was just thinking, if that dentist was from Mexico, there would be no issue here. If he went to Zimbabwe illegally and harvested that committed that heinous thing of harvesting a lion that he bought a hunting tag for, nobody would be able to say anything.
Right, right.
Because you can't talk out against the illegal immigrants.
No, you're right about that, and you know, let's not forget that hunting is legal, and millions of people hunt Africa and big game in Africa all the time.
So their economy before you go, is based on it.
Before you go making judgments, you know, let's not let Jimmy Kimmel make you bleary-eyed, okay? Let's go over to Rick Ector in Michigan. Rick, it's always a pleasure to have you on the phone, my friend. How are you today?
I am great today, man. As I was telling Sean, I'm feeling great. The weather's good. I'm warm. I'm dry. I think I got the world lit right now.
You're feeling it, and I'm feeling it, too. Hey, Rick, let me ask you a question. This is what in the world is happening out there today? I opened up the program today just talking about the fact that so many things appear upside down, and I'm not going to try to solve those problems today. I just simply want to ask the question. What's happened, Rick?
Well, what specifically are we talking about, man? There are so many things that are going on at the macro level in our country, and we seem to be so consumed with them. And on a personal note, I'm like, man, hey, we got bigger fish to fry. You know, the local news program here, you know, devoted a whole 2 segments about the whole dentist safari hunting thing over in Africa, you know, and I'm like, okay, all the things we have going on now, that's apparently a hot topic these days. I mean, you know, this whole thing about the aftermath of the South Carolina church shooting, you know, by an obviously racist, disturbed individual.
Right.
But we morphed that event into, hey, let's declare war on the Confederate flag and let's not even talk about the guy who committed the act and why he did it and how we can prevent such things like that from happening in the future. I don't know. We're all over the place. And you know what? When the media gets a hold of stories and they hype them up and blow them out, you know, all of a sudden my antennas go up and I'm looking to see if there's something happening with the government that they're trying to divert our attention from. There's something else going on that we want to preoccupy the media with so we won't know what's going on.
Well, you know, that's a great point, and I could really go off in the direction of the media today, but I'll leave that for the Sunday broadcast. So if you want to hear that portion, make sure to tune in to Armed American Radio Sunday. Rick, we'll talk to you about bringing you in on that Sunday program if you can make it. I hate to put you on the spot on live radio today, but I do want to go there with you just in another venue when we have more time, because I don't disagree with that statement at all. You're right about that. And the reason you're right about what you just said is because you get it. You're looking at this from the bigger picture. Let me ask you this. Let's hone in a little bit. Let's drill down to this. Let's go to the lion. That's the big news. Mainstream media is all over it. They're all over Jimmy Kimmel's, you know, I don't care if you want to call him crocodile tears, whatever. You know, oh, yeah, the lion's real important to Jimmy Kimmel's
right.
life. Let's go. In the meantime, I want to ask you the same question I asked George. Do you know who DeMarcus Scott is?
No, I can't say that I'm familiar with Mr. DeMarcus Scott.
He is number 27. How about Moses Van Pelt? He's number 2. How about Edgar Collin? Edgar's number 1. How about Kimmeth Hubbard? That's 19. How about we go to unidentified, 48. I'm naming to you, for you right now, several of the 50 people murdered in Chicago through today, from the beginning of July, through right now as we talk. Not a peep. I don't see any tears from Jimmy Kimmel. Where are we today that this is happening?
Yeah, you know, it's a very sore topic with me, you know, especially when we have unfortunate incidents happen and we key in on one specific tragedy and we just happen to ignore all the other murders and deaths and rapes and robberies that occur on a regular basis. Yeah, it's selective reporting, but, you know, I think the bigger thing is that, you know, it's become so passe and cliche that it's not news anymore. And I guess that's the bigger real tragedy when we have, you know, situations such as the number of murders in a city such as Chicago. It's not newsworthy. It's not new, you know, although, you know, from a humanistic, you know, standpoint, it's tragic, but it's not newsworthy. And I think that's really sad.
It really is. I'll go a step further. It's pathetic. And I will leave my media on this. I say this, and I mention the media, and I'm glad you mentioned the media too, Rick, to bring out this point. I often say on this program that you have to get your head out of your media, and this is why. You're witnessing the power of a mainstream press who can control and direct the narrative anywhere they want it to go simply by what they barrage you with. When you combine that with a 24-hour news cycle, you have a very dangerous combination. Now, before we go to the break, I'll let you guys think about this. And George and Rick, you can comment when we come back. And then
One quick point to just drop in before the break is that also something for you to digest is that as the years progress, the number of media outlets are shrinking into fewer hands. So that's another.
You're absolutely right about that. And you're also seeing some condensed power. And this is the power of a press who can direct the narrative. And where I was going to go is this, that it's not just by virtue of what they tell you and create that narrative. As in the case of Chicago, the real danger lies in what they leave out. More with Rick Ector. You can visit him during the break at DetroitCCW.com. I'll be back with George Hill, the Mad Ogre, and Rick Ector, DetroitCCW.com, right after this.
Folks, you know that the United States Concealed Carry Association protects responsible gun owners from jail and bankruptcy if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Well, I want to share an incident that happened to a USCCA member a few weeks ago. The member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted with a baseball bat in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and save his neighbor's life and was arrested and held on a massive bail bond even though he never fired a shot. Well, he used his one call to the USCCA. Not only did they post his bail, find him an attorney, and get him home to his family, they had him to work on Monday morning. Now, the USCCA has a free guide that I want to give you today to arm you with 18 things you need to know before leaving your house with a gun. Go to DefendFamilyNow.com right now to get your free copy of this life-saving guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com. Folks, you know that the United States Concealed Carry Association protects responsible gun owners from jail and bankruptcy if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Well, I want to share an incident that happened to a USCCA member a few weeks ago. The member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted with a baseball bat in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and save his neighbor's life and was arrested and held on a massive bail bond even though he never fired a shot. Well, he used his one call to the USCCA. Not only did they post his bail, find him an attorney, and get him home to his family, they had him to work on Monday morning. Now, the USCCA has a free guide that I want to give you today to arm you with the 18 things you need to know before leaving your house with a gun. Go to DefendFamilyNow.com right now to get your free copy of this life-saving guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
As Americans, you have the right to bear arms. You also have the right to have and cook great food. Hey, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and I just launched a great cooking guide. It's called Try This Dish. Why not spice up your dinner? All you got to do is go to irfnews.com. It's chock full of recipes, DIY kitchen tips, everything that's got to do with cooking. That's Try This Dish at irfnews.com. Give it a try today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Gun rights advocates have a devastating new argument against gun control. Here it is. This is a piece I talked about yesterday, written by a gentleman by the name of Kurt Schlichter. Kurt is going to be on this program on Monday. Monday, at the bottom of the hour. This is, without a doubt, the single best piece I have ever seen. You heard Lee Williams and Mike Young and I talk about this piece yesterday on the program. I have the Twitter feed. My Twitter feed has a link to it. And my Facebook page, armedamericanradio.com, has a link to it. Please read this piece. Gun rights advocates have a devastating new argument against gun control. Here it is, by Kurt Schlichter. Kurt is an attorney, a trial attorney, out in California. Conservative writer. He writes at Town Hall. .com. He has a new column out today on Town Hall, but we're going to focus with him on this piece here because he laid it out, didn't mince words, and what he essentially did was summed up the entire premise of this program unknowingly in about 1,500 words. The six-year Armed American Radio premise was summed up by Mr. Schlichter, and it was incredible. Now, you can listen to him on Cam and Company. He's going to make his first appearance on Armed American Radio Monday at the bottom of the hour. You do not want to miss it. He nails it. Please, I highly recommend that you go read this piece. It will pop your eyeballs open and you'll think, man, because he just articulated everything we talk about. Believe me, this is a piece I wish I would have written. It's anybody who I've talked to a number of writers today and yesterday who looked at that and read that piece yesterday and went, man, I wish that was me who had written that piece, because he just summed up everything and he put it in a perspective that you will hear about and hear him talk about on Monday. Don't miss it. It's going to be incredible. But I highly recommend you go read that piece. Again, gun rights advocates have a devastating new argument against gun control. Here it is. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, welcome back to the program, boss, and Rick Ector in Detroit, Michigan. George, I want to get some commentary on you after I talk to Rick quickly. Rick, there's a case in Michigan now, in Lansing, of an individual who was openly carrying a handgun, was unlawfully stopped, as happens from time to time, and just won a $35,000 lawsuit. Can you clue us in and tell us what's happening?
Yeah, basically, the information that I've come across, and the first thing I want to do is just give you a minor correction. It was in Flint, Michigan, on Christmas Eve of 2013. The gentleman was Christmas Eve walking 11:30 at night. Allegedly, the police drove by him once and didn't see anything amiss. And then they doubled back sometime later, and for whatever reason, they decided to stop and turn on the lights, flick them, and then the gentleman put his hands over the top of his head, and the police officer, I guess, then noticed that the gentleman was open carrying a handgun. Now, whether the police officer noticed the gun, you know, on the first stop or before he made the second stop, before the gentleman raised his hand, you know, that's pretty much is in question. From the accounts I looked at, the whole stop was in question, and that probably speaks to why the judge issued a direct verdict before the jury had a chance to even come back with a verdict on the case. Predictably, I should say, you know, there was a settlement that was announced, and the brass at the police headquarters, you know, they said, hey, you know what, it's only a litigation issue, which is why we're not going to pursue it anymore. We'd rather pay it out now before the costs increase. But one of the more insidious notes or things that I noticed about the case was that this incident happened New Year's Eve of 2013. Right. The gentleman filed a lawsuit for having his civil rights violated in March. And then that was put on hold because the prosecutor then decided 7 months after December, Christmas Eve of 2013, to actually file criminal charges for CCW. So then they had to wait until that whole situation in court played out. And then, of course, we're at the place where he now has won a $35,000 judgment. Now, some people out there might think that, you know, $35,000 isn't a lot of money, you know. I just want to put it in perspective from cases that I'm familiar with, from a lot of individuals I know personally here in the state of Michigan who've had lawsuits. This is probably one of the larger verdicts I've seen individuals settle for in an unlawful stop surrounding an open carry incident. So I'm very encouraged. I'm glad that this gentleman stood up for his rights. He didn't cave. He fought. He took it to court, and he prevailed. And
he was also a lot of people think it was vindictive that 7 months after the fact they went ahead and charged him with a felony after the suit was filed. And it's good that this worked itself out, but it lends.
Yeah.
It's in the bigger picture. Let me go over to George Hill. George, in the bigger picture, I want to make this point. I'm all for open carry. I open carry. I was openly carrying my sidearm, a Glock 17, today out with my son. We stopped in a number of places. I went in and took him into a GameStop. We did the grocery store, openly carrying my sidearm. No problem with that whatsoever. But you have to be careful, depending on where you live and how accepted that method of carry is. You must
understand that while
you're right, that you better be aware of the fact that this could happen to you. Even and stand your ground, that's great. You want to stand up and make your point, that's great. But this could happen to you, so you want to be cautious, right, George?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You got to make sure that you're in a more permissive environment. You know, you don't want to do that in downtown Atlanta. You don't want to do that in downtown Salt Lake City. But out in Kennesaw, nobody's going to care. Out in Vernal, Utah, nobody's going to care. Where I'm at now in Charlotte, North Carolina, you know, they might care. Even though technically it's legal in North Carolina, open carry, it's not what I would call a permissive environment. I would advise strongly against that. Unless you work in a gun store like I do, and then, yeah, go ahead and open carry because that's a deterrent for your location on the property of the gun store. So things are a little bit different. So your case might be different. But the cops just... If it's legal, the cops can't, you know, they got to learn that just because they don't like it doesn't mean that they can bust you for it, charge you with an erroneous felony, and expect to get away with it anymore.
All right, George, I need to stop you there. And, George, I need to stop you there, please, in the essence of time. I want to make a point here. I'm going to take you to task on something here. I'll do it on the program. I don't have a problem carrying it. And it's legal to carry in Georgia. It's legal to carry in Michigan openly. And it's legal to carry in North Carolina openly. I don't have a problem with you carrying it anywhere you carry it. I know a lot of people, and I've carried openly in downtown Atlanta. That doesn't bother me at all. Carry away. What I'm telling you is be aware of the fact that you may run into that one officer who isn't aware or who has a problem. Whether he's wrong or right, you need to be aware that that could, in fact, be you the next time, and you need to be prepared for it. Don't go into it naively thinking everybody else is aware of your rights, because a lot of times they're not. So just keep that in the back of your head.
And it's not just the officer. It's the people that don't like you, the other people, the other citizens with a political bias that don't like you, that the fact that you're carrying a gun, that will call the cops on you and say that you're doing something bad and get a reaction. It's called swatting. It's become a thing. And they will call the cops on you.
That's a great point. You need to be aware. Hey, Rick, Detroit, we're gonna run out of time here, man. Guys, we could talk about this all day long, so let's go ahead and close up with this. MadOgre.com. MadOgre.com. George will be with us on the Sunday program. You'll hear him this weekend on the Big Monster broadcast. George, thanks for everything you do. Rick Ector, DetroitCCW.com. Is there any other site in the last 40 seconds we have that you want to direct people to?
Yeah, one quick site, directing to LegallyArmedInDetroit.com. I'm doing another free ladies shooting lesson event. Another 300 ladies will be trained. I'll be announcing a date within the next couple of days. So also look out for LegallyArmedInDetroit.com.
Rick Ector, thank you very much. LegallyArmedInDetroit.com, DetroitCCW.com, and make sure to visit George Hill at MadOgre.com. I'm Mark Walters. I'll see you on Sunday for the Monster Show. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. See you Sunday night.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit DefendFamilyNow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.